Many of us, speaking of kids, as kids we had big dreams, some practical, some less so, and we're wondering what you wanted to be when you grew up. Call 800-642-1234 to tell us about it. What was that dream job when you were a kindergartner or maybe in middle school? Did you find yourself pursuing it? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Amy is with us to start us off in Wauwatosa. Amy, hi.
Hi.
What was your dream job growing up?
I wanted to be a marine biologist.
Cool.
And catch giant squid.
Squid. Okay, what got you hooked on a giant squid as a kid?
Well, I lived in rural Wisconsin, surrounded by dry, dusty farmland itself. And it just seemed like the depths of the ocean were such an interesting place. That dream didn't come true because we live near freshwater and not saltwater, but I still am fascinated by creatures in the ocean.
Cool. So you keep up that interest to go to aquariums, I imagine, whenever you're near one?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, Amy, thank you so much for getting us started at 800-642-1234. We asked around here at WPR, by the way, what people wanted to do. We had some people who wanted to do something like they're doing now. Now, Melissa, who you hear on the morning news, she's our morning edition host, says she used to pretend interview on an old cassette recorder. Never in a million years did she think she'd end up doing it for real. And now here she is on the air. Brianna, an Ideas Network producer, says when she was 12, she decided she wanted to be a journalist. She shadowed a journalism professor nearby, and she was sold. And Corey wanted to be Barbara Walters when she was a kid. She'd hide and tape record conversations and then report the story. That could have been awkward at family gatherings, potentially. You could join in at 800-642-1234. We're taking your calls. What did you want to be when you grew up? Call in and tell us about it, whether you ended up doing it or not, whether in hindsight it seems wacky and impractical. Also, we had a would-be Queen of England amidst us. Marissa in audience services, that was her dream job. She says it didn't work out. And Chris in our marketing department wanted to be Captain America. Chris didn't end up becoming a superhero, unfortunately, or maybe Chris is just protecting the old secret identity. We'll never know. Yasmin is with us next in Menominee. Yasmin, hi there.
Hi.
What was your story? What did you want to be?
Interesting topic. Yeah. So growing up, I actually didn't know what I wanted to be, and people would ask me, and I would say ridiculous things like, I want to be a butterfly or some weird thing like that. And I asked my mom one day, because I was desperate, and she said, well, I wanted to be a fashion designer when I was your age. So ever since she told me that, I've been wired to pursue that, and I even went to UW Stout to apparel design because of that.
Cool. So you actually took your childhood dream and what you eventually figured out your childhood dream was, and you're working on that right now?
I changed my major two years ago because it wasn't practical to continue pursuing that at the time. But in the future, I'll definitely do something about that.
Yasmin, thank you so much for calling and sharing that. We'll go next to Tom with us in Madison. Tom, hi.
Hi. I wanted to be the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I bet you're the only person in Wisconsin who ever had that dream, Tom.
That's probably so. It was taken, though, when I got old enough.
Yeah. So did you play football, like, at the Pee Wee or high school levels?
I played through college, actually.
You did?
When I was telling my sons about it one time, the oldest son said, well, why didn't you play pro football? And I said, well, it wasn't good enough. He said, why didn't you get good enough? Well, good point. I didn't work hard enough.
Yeah, I think sometimes it takes even more than that, Tom. Thanks a lot for calling and sharing that. I, as a younger kid, definitely saw a sports star something. It turned out not good enough at pretty much any athletic activity to star in that. Thanks a lot for the call, Tom. Mark is with us now in Three Lakes. Mark, hi.
Hi.
What was your goal, your dream?
My call. I guess I'm been a scout my whole life, a Cub Scout and Boy Scout, and all I ever wanted to do was to be self-sufficient, which makes me a little bit of a, how can I put it, a person who tries to do for himself.
Sure. And do you think you're most of the way there, part way there? How'd it go?
I am now over 60 years old. And earlier I was told that if you were, you put your 10, 20, 30% in the bank and you could live off the interest, but it didn't work.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Mark, as you keep seeking that dream. I'll go next to Abraham in Green Bay. Abraham, hi.
Hi. So I was born in a refugee camp in Kenya. And as anybody might imagine, there were not a whole lot of different jobs and different careers around besides, you know, the local school teacher and the police officer and the doctor and that kind of stuff. But there was one thing that always had my imagination. There were, you know, planes flying, you know, quite a lot above the camp, and you could see them. And, you know, this place was, you know, in a sunny environment, so we had a lot of bright blue skies, and you could see the tiny little planes flying far above. And so I always wondered how those things were made, and, you know, what the magical piece was. And so I wanted to be naturally a pilot or, you know, somebody that makes planes. But now I am graduating this upcoming semester with my computer science degree from UW Green Bay. So.
A lot of computers on those planes. You could still be part of that, Abraham. Thank you so much for sharing that story. It's a wonderful story. Thank you. I will go next to Nancy. We're asking you what you wanted to be when you were growing up. And whether you ended up doing it or not. Nancy is with us now in Grafton. Nancy, hi.
I wanted to be a nurse, but it was a week before Christmas when I was 14 years old, and a drunk driver hit my dad's car, and my mother was killed. And I was a farm girl, oldest of six kids. And so there was no way that I could ever finish high school. I did get past the first year, and then later on, when I was 18, I got married. And my husband and I had a really big family, 14 children. And so then, after my last baby was born, I decided I'm going to go to MATC and I'll be a nursing assistant. And that's what I got to do. And even at my age yet, I still care about people who are probably older than me. Well, and I love it, you know, whatever it is that you decide to do. Do something that fills you up in your heart. Don't let it be money. Let it be what makes you feel good, too. And it worked out for me, and I'm still at it. So God bless us, everyone.
Fantastic, Nancy. Thank you so much for sharing that story. Sorry about your loss at an early age. Congratulations, though, on eventually living that dream. You can keep sharing your job, your dream job as a kid at on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We're taking your comments there. Time for one more call. I think Brian is with us in Green Bay. Brian, hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. What was your dream job?
My dream job was to become a dentist.
Okay. What was it that, as a kid, that made you think dentist?
When I was four, my first visit at the dentist office, I received a toy, and I thought that was pretty neat. So I thought I'd wanted to give toys to kids.
That's great. And did you end up pursuing dentistry?
I did, yep.
And? You're a dentist now?
Great. Yes, I am a dentist now.
And you keep toys handy?
I do. I have a treasure chest, so.
All right, and you'll inspire the next generation. Brian, thanks so much for calling in and sharing.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for sharing your story. Again, keep sharing your dream jobs, what you wanted to be growing up, over at the Ideas Network Facebook page. Thanks so much to everybody who called in. What a great range of stories we've heard from people. You know, I thought, actually, there's a while I was thinking rock star because I did music stuff. I do still play in a rock band. Star, no, that one fell a little short, and that's really okay with me.